You're listening to Up North News with Pat Kreitlow.
I just always appreciate, not just Bachman Turner Overdrive, but anytime Luke will play something from before he was born, which, you know, that happens a lot. He's just going to have to get used to it on this show. Political analyst Joe Zepecki is with us here now. Joe contributes lots of political analysis for Up North News. He's described here as a veteran political strategist who has worked on campaigns for president, governor, U.S. Senate, Congress, and more. He served President Obama at the Small Business Administration in Washington, D.C. Joe lives in Milwaukee and is the founder and president, how convenient, of Zepecki Communications. Oh, that worked out well for you. How you doing, Joe?
I'm great. You know, if you can't run for something to get that cool title, you might as well just create something that gets you that cool title.
Got that right. I didn't get to be founding editor by founding, anything before this. So I'm going to take it. Joe, as we were chatting here just before coming on, a lot of folks are noting that the President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, as everybody's going to call it afterwards, even though it was a Schumer-Manchin joint, if you will, that thing has passed the Senate yesterday on a 50-50 vote with Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie, sends it on to the House. The House vote isn't until Friday, which is weird because everybody's out on recess and they're being called back to vote on a Friday, and then I don't know if they're done or what, but you and I both think they should move that up.
I'd like to see it done. This is so exciting. And even, just before we get into the Inflation Reduction Act of it all, my old friend, Senator Chris Murphy, who I had the opportunity to work with when he ran for Congress in 2006, I thought he put it really well over the weekend, just what a big week this was for Joe Biden. So I'll read his tweet. So in a one single week, Joe Biden is going to preside over an economy with the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, pass legislation radically lowering drug costs for millions of Americans, kill the Al-Qaeda leader Trump couldn't find, and pass the biggest clean energy bill ever. What a week. And more wins coming when this thing passes the House. It's remarkable.
And he was in isolation most of this time with COVID. It's right. Amazing what you can do when you work from home, you know?
That's right.
Joe, you and I have been involved in this enough. And I mentioned this at the very top of the show in our 8 o'clock hour, that because Democrats wanted so much more, talked about so much more, didn't play the game of, limiting expectations. As a result, there is this legacy media narrative that, Dems had to settle for so much less, as opposed to, look at all of this. This is so much more than, what any modern era president has gotten done in their first couple of years. But that is that's the media narrative ecosystem we live in.
Yeah, listen, politics is ultimately about the art of the possible, and it may well be, years from now when the books are written, that this was the strategy all along, that in order to land at something as good as the Inflation Reduction Act, you had to start out pie in the sky so that you could let really important senators like Joe Manchin, like Kyrsten Sinema, take their pound of flesh, pare it back, so that they could do their own politics back home. That might be the way that, this turns out. Here's what I know. From where I sit, with Joe Biden getting bipartisan victories on the infrastructure law, the first gun control law in 30 years, it sounds like there will be an Electoral College Act reform that's done on a bipartisan basis, a CHIPS bill to, turbocharge American manufacturing and R&D so that we're competing with China. Maybe Joe Biden's just really good at this. And maybe we didn't, maybe the legacy media didn't keep that in mind, that like this guy's been around the block. He knows what he's doing. When you start looking at the wins that he has stacked up, they can tell whatever story they want. These are wins for the American people. And that's why Joe Biden ran for president.
The thing to keep in mind is, a lot of people got spoiled by The West Wing and they think, well, you know, that's way too romantic, you know, and to a degree that's true. I mean, the romantic storytelling is done for TV, but the root of all of that is a lot gets done behind the scenes in these conversations, including, you know, the setting of an agenda, the setting of expectations, you know, and such. And I think part of it too, Joe, is that there were all of these votes leading up to this, the Consumer Fuel Price Gouging Act, the Big Oil Windfall Profits Tax, the Lower Food and Fuel Cost Act, the Affordable Insulin Act, all these things that were put up for Republicans to vote on. They voted no on baby formula, you know, and things like that. And I think because all of those little things, you know, were out there, they kind of took attention away from what turned out to be the larger issue of what ultimately passed.
Yeah, Republicans don't actually want Americans to pay less for everyday goods, from healthcare to baby formula to diapers, unit to gasoline. They've had the opportunity to take action because Democrats are bringing things to the floor. And time after time, Republicans like U.S. Senator Ron Johnson are voting no. They'd rather have inflation be a political issue than address it for the American people and lower costs. That's one of the things that's at stake this November.
Another person who vocalized that was New York Representative Elise Stefanik, who said during the summer, told Fox News, well, the reason the GOP isn't addressing any of these crises is that they're waiting until next year when they think they'll control the House. So, you know, way to help out the regular person now. Joe Zepecki is with us. We'll be back with more. You're up north. Taking care of business.